Harvest and Harper Audio present I'm So Effing Hungry, Why We Crave What We Crave and What to Do About It by Amy Shaw. Read by Amy Shaw and Rossica Mather. A note before we begin. Don't forget to download the accompanying enhancement PDF from your audiobook provider or go directly to www.harpercollins.com/pages/I'm So Effing Hungry. It contains meal plans, recipes, and more, and will be referred to throughout as the enhancement.
To my wonderful husband, Akshay, and my two children, Jaden and Lara, without whom this book would have been completed 1 year earlier. Jokes aside, I owe them everything and more. Thank you for being my rocks. And to my readers, I am nothing without you. I have so much gratitude for you. Introduction. It's not your fault. I once caught an episode of Sex and the City that made me laugh, cringe, and feel sad all at the same time. Miranda Hobbs, the brilliant, hardworking, efficient, and articulate corporate lawyer, was standing in her kitchen. Miranda picked up a small piece of chocolate cake and ate it, but then decided to toss the rest of the cake into the garbage can, presumably to stop herself from finishing it off. But wait, she then plucked another piece of the cake right out of the trash can and devoured it. Disgusted, she squirted liquid dishwashing detergent over the trashed cake so there was no way to wash the cake off, much less eat it. Amusing? Yes. Gross? Kinda. Unusual? No. Honestly, it is very normal to crave certain foods, and these cravings are not always the result of the disordered eating seen in this fictional example. I've talked to and worked with thousands of people from all walks of life and from all over the world who deal with hunger issues and cravings. They make 3 o'clock runs to the coffee house for a latte and sweet treat, open the fridge to satisfy midnight cravings, eat off their kids' plates, love sugary foods, plan cheat days, and all the while go on and off diets. In every city they've ever lived, they can give you directions from any part of it to the nearest convenience store, fast food joint, donut shop, or deli. And why? Because they feel famished all the time, even after finishing off a delicious meal. Or they simply crave sweet, salty, or crunchy stuff constantly. Or they're lonely or stressed out, and to comfort themselves, they cave into cravings. Some are just plain addicted to food, especially sugar, and feel very out of control with food in their eating habits. Many of these women, myself included, have suffered through never-ending harmful cycles of weight loss and weight gain. They've tried diet clubs, low-carb, keto, paleo, vegan, and other flavor-of-the-month diets so many times, they've lost count. They've stressed over all this and have struggled with their poor relationship with food. Let me tell you a story about my 37-year-old patient, Monica, who, like the fictional Miranda, was an attorney with a successful practice. She restricted her food intake during the week but went overboard on the weekends with lots of wine and late-night carb-filled meals. She would eat a full meal only to continue eating second and third helpings. During a vacation to Colombia 1 year, she was served a dinner of fresh breaded shrimp on board a boat, a local specialty. As she drank more wine, she ate more until she was stuffed. Yet, she couldn't stop, and even went for a third helping, snuck in after everyone else was asleep. On a deeper psychological side, Monica was depressed by this behavior and had developed so much anxiety over food that she couldn't eat anything without guilt. She felt out of control when it came to her appetite and eating, and she didn't know how much food was enough. Monica asked me, "Am I crazy for doing this?" Of course, I assured her that she was not, and that she was not at all alone, and that her story is all too common these days. For many women like Monica, hunger has become their great enemy, and they're constantly fighting it.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?